The Alaska State Senate has passed a bill that would eliminate daylight saving time. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
Fighting over Alaska's clocks has been a favorite pastime of legislators for decades. So when Senator Anna McKinnon, an Eagle River Republican, presented her bill on the floor, she went through the many, many failed attempts to rid Alaska of daylight saving time.
In the 21st legislature, then Representative Coring introduced a bill to repeal this. In the 22nd legislature, Representative Lancaster introduced a bill to repeal.
McKinnon described her bill as a health and safety issue and said it could even help high schoolers bring up their SAT scores. She pointed to studies linking increased heart attack and suicide rates to the disorientation of time changes.
It's frustration to some, Mr. President, but it's a real health issue to others.
McKinnon's version would eliminate the need to adjust clocks twice a year. In the winter, Alaska would be 4 hours behind the East Coast, like it is now. But from March to November, Alaskans would be 5 hours behind, as other states spring forward. Her bill also includes a provision allowing Alaska to petition the United States Department of Transportation for a time zone change. If the federal government approves the request, all or part of Alaska could be moved to Pacific time. That language was added as a concession to Southeast, where area businesses have complained the bill would affect tourism revenue by reducing the number of evening daylight hours in the summertime. The concession was not enough. Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, called the legislation a commerce-busting bill.
This is just another nail. In fact, it's probably a stainless steel wood screw in our economic coffin.
Under McKinnon's legislation, the sun would set at 9 p.m. in Southeast for the summer solstice, and then daylight would break around 2 a.m. Representatives from the aviation industry say their flight numbers would have to be reduced, and the cruise industry has said the change would negatively affect their passengers. On a state level, Alaska would be farther behind the stock market's opening bell, and NFL games would have earlier kickoff times during the first half of football season. Stedman was unconvinced the potential benefits outweighed the costs.
I might get a heart attack here, you know, debating this issue, but not from changing the time zone.
But for the most part, Southeast lawmakers were alone in their opposition. Some senators noted the northern part of the state will always have clock problems, as will the western part. Some senators, like Chugiak Republican Bill Stoltz, simply thought the ritual of changing clocks was unnecessary and even silly.
If you can't even make up a good answer why we're doing it, it must be pretty stupid.
The bill passed 16-4, with Stedman being joined in opposition by Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan, Anchorage Democrat Berta Gardner, and Anchorage Democrat Johnny Ellis. It will now be considered by the House. In Juneau, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.